Good afternoon. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. Government reviewing its decision to close the village shops during the lockdown. The Ministry of Education meets with education unions to discuss the impact of the lockdown. The DLP president, Verla De Pisa, questions the central bank's projections for growth this year. And tributes flow from Barbados and abroad at the passing of Trinidadian calypsonian singing Sandra. Good afternoon. I'm Keith Goddard. The details to the news just ahead.
The lunchtime edition of The Latest in association with the CIBC First Caribbean.
We see you, 2021.
Now it's time for the happy new year we've been waiting for.
What are your goals this new year? Is it owning a home, land, or vehicle? How about growing your business? We've helped you through 2020, and we'll help you achieve your financial goals this new year with affordable terms, competitive rates, and our CIBC First Caribbean Client First service. Let's work together. Visit CIBCFCIB.com to learn more, or call us toll-free at 1-866-743-2257. CIBC First Caribbean terms and conditions apply.
The head of the COVID-19 monitoring unit, Ronald Chapman, has defended government's decision to close the village bars and rum shops during the lockdown. But he disclosed that the position in relation to mini marts and community shops that sell groceries is under review. Mr. Chapman was speaking to Starcom Network News against the background of an outcry from some owners of these rum shops and village stores.
The question is being asked, where are we closing down rum shops and so on? To answer that question, we have to look at the intent of the entire shutdown, and it is to reduce the spread of COVID and to bring the outbreak under control in Barbados. And to do that, we have to do a number of things. One, reduce the movement of people and reduce the amount of mixing and mingling. And we all can agree that the bars and rum shops and so on are significant when it comes to the mixing and mingling of people. And the other thing that has to be looked at is the fact that when people get into rum shops, all bets are off in terms of physical distancing, in terms of wearing masks, in terms of hand hygiene, and so on. The idea is to have a short, sharp period where we can get this thing under control.
But he disclosed that a decision is pending in relation to community establishments that sell groceries and essential supplies.
The question on mini marts and other places like that, that is yet to be revealed. We're still waiting on the Attorney General's office on that score. But the idea is to reduce movement, reduce the amount of mixing and mingling, therefore reduce the spread. And we're going to do everything in our power to bring that to bear.
Joan Innes, who operates a village shop at Hall's Village in St. James, told our Kezia Innes it will be very hard on her financially if she's forced to close.
I feel bad because if the shops don't open or you ain't got no business and I can't make the money and I still got my bills and things to pay.
Do you think that they should have been allowed to open it?
It depends on how the condition of the shop, because I don't sell alcohol and I don't have nobody congregating at my shop. It depends on how the location of the shop and how the shop operates. Right now I got a vendor here that it is just dispatch people through. When somebody come at the vendor, if more than one body come, one body stop at the vendor, next two people start over in the road. It's not a shop for people to congregate.
But while many of the self-employed and roadside vendors are complaining about their loss of income during the lockdown, at least one coconut water vendor sees things differently. Not only does he agree with the lockdown, but he feels it's overdue.
We need to go on the lockdown though. We need it because it should have happened 2 weeks ago. If it happened 2 weeks ago, it wouldn't be someone's death. You know what I'm saying? So I'm against it. I'm for it. I am for the lockdown. It's going to affect me in a sense, but it's required though because every other time, well, they're saving a lot of lives, boy. As we can see all around the world. You know what I mean? So I'm for it. I could see it personally. I'm for the lockdown.
And the Ministry of Education was this morning meeting with teachers' unions discussing the impact of the lockdown on the sector. Well-placed sources told Starcom Network News that in attendance were officials representing principals of primary and secondary schools. Also in attendance at the virtual meeting were representatives from the Barbados Union of Teachers, the Barbados Secondary Teachers Union, and the National Union of Public Workers. This is the latest from Starcom Network News.
In association with the CIBC First Caribbean.
The leader of the Democratic Labour Party has described as speculative the central bank governor's report on the performance of the economy in 2020. Vrela De Pisa questioned the projected outlook for 2021 of growth of 5% as highly optimistic in an environment where tourism has been significantly impacted.
This is the third report without unemployment statistics.
Well, I think he should go further and point out from which sectors. The fact of the matter is that everywhere around the world is in some type of lockdown at this point. And if the rebound is not tourism, then you need to tell us where you're seeing the growth coming from. So if you're going to project growth, go further and say where you expect the growth to come from. And that's why I say he should give the specifics, because tourism as we know it will not be the same. That's just a fact. We tried it, okay? We tried it. That was our experiment.
She also questioned the lateness with receiving unemployment figures.
This is the third report without unemployment statistics. Go back and check. We have not had unemployment statistics since the March report. We know the number is not good. We're not pretending that the number is good. But tell us what it is. You can't only be delivering good news. So for me, it was more than a report. It was a speculative document. That's what it was. If they were giving the statistics late, we could understand. 9 months is not just late. That is purposeful. Right. That is you not wanting to give stats.
And that's President of the DLP, Vrela De Pisa. The Barbados Nurses Association says it fully supports the need for a two-week lockdown announced by Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. But President Joanna Waterman tells Starcom Network News her organization is recommending to government that it expand the measures implemented at the QEH to other healthcare facilities,
such as quarantine units at psychiatry and geriatrics to protect their wards and units. Also, the need for special training by the Ministry of Health for the psychiatric nurses in how to carry out swabbing on that type of patient who is likely to be resistant and even aggressive. There's a need to cease, of course, all visiting to the most vulnerable geriatric populations, and of course, only dealing with the most acute cases for psychiatry.
That's President of the Barbados Nurses Association, Joanna Waterman. A number of water sports operators are fearing that the February 3rd to 17th lockdown of the country will be catastrophic for them, and they're making another request for some form of financial assistance from government. Past president of the Barbados Water Sports Operators Association, Tony Babb, says the operators understand the need for the restrictions, but says it will leave them out to sea.
We knew that it was going to come, but of course it's a death blow to us. Once again, we've hardly had any time at all during Christmas, and prior to that it was nothing, and now here we go again that we're going to return back to nothing. My cry still is that government is not looking at us. It is as though our part in tourism is almost non-existent in the eyes of the government. We are not hearing anything. What I am looking for is to specifically hear her say that she's going to reach out to those water sports operators that were not even looked at or considered the first time around.
Veteran Calypsonian singer Sandra has died. The two-time Trinidad and Tobago Calypso monarch, well-known for the song Die With My Dignity, passed away overnight. Commenting on her passing, Minister in the Prime Minister's Office, John King, described her passing as a monumental loss to the Calypso fraternity across the region.
She was a bit of a theater person, so she brought this huge personality on stage, and her songs were always well-written and well-executed. And I think she is, for me, a beacon in terms of for young women getting involved in Calypso, someone that they want to emulate, especially on the stage. We are going to miss her, and I send out my condolences to her family and to the entire Calypso fraternity in Trinidad and Tobago.
And local female Calypsonian Crystal Cummings-Beckles, who held singer Sandra as her mentor, told Starcom Network she was devastated at hearing of her passing.
Singer Sandra has impacted me in a great way, knowing that I have always had her support, being the best I could be on stage was always something she encouraged me to be, and Singer Sandra has been there from day one. 2007 when we first met, and especially in recent times, I lost my mom just 2 months ago, and now to lose the next mother, it's really a numbing feeling.
That's Calypsonian Crystal Cummings-Beckles. A recap of the headlines. Government reviewing its decision to close village shops during the lockdown and the position of mini marts and community shops that sell groceries is under review. The Ministry of Education meeting with education unions to discuss the impact of the lockdown. The DLP president questions the central bank's projections for growth this year. Tributes flow from here and abroad at the passing of Trinidadian Calypsonian Singing Sandra. In the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Keith Goddard. Good afternoon.